Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Essential Family Guide to Borderline Personality Disorder, New Tools and Techniques to Stop Walking on Eggshells by Randy Krager, is a practical mental health guide for relatives, partners, and close friends of people diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. Krager, known for her work as a family advocate and co-author in the Stop Walking on Eggshells series, writes for readers who need both clinical orientation and usable household strategies. The book is organized around two complementary aims. First, it explains BPD in accessible terms, including symptoms, diagnostic confusion, co-occurring problems, age and gender variations, and treatment options. Second, it translates the knowledge into five tools for family members' self-care, examining emotional stuckness, communicating effectively, setting limits, and reinforcing healthier behavior. Its purpose is not to replace professional treatment, but to help families reduce chaos, protect their own well-being, and interact with the person with BPD in ways that are clearer, calmer, and less enabling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, explaining BPD as a complex clinical condition rather than simple, difficult behavior. A central contribution of the book is its effort to move family members away from purely moral or personality-based interpretations of BPD-related behavior. Krager presents borderline personality disorder as a clinically recognized condition involving intense emotional sensitivity, unstable relationships, impulsivity, fear of abandonment, identity disturbance, and difficulties with anger or self-regulation. This framing matters because families often respond to crises as if the person is simply being manipulative, cruel, or irrational by choice. The book does not excuse harmful behavior, but it explains why ordinary disagreements, separations, or criticisms may be experienced by someone with BPD as threats of rejection or emotional annihilation. Krager also addresses diagnostic confusion, including why BPD may be misread as another disorder or complicated by addiction, depression, anxiety, or other conditions. By placing behavior in a clinical context, the book gives relatives a more accurate starting point for response. The practical implication is that families can stop wasting energy on arguments over intent and begin focusing on patterns, triggers, treatment possibilities, and their own consistent behavior. Secondly, self-care is the first condition for helping without being consumed. Krager makes self-care the first major tool because family members often enter BPD relationships in a state of exhaustion, vigilance, and emotional over-responsibility. The book argues that relatives cannot respond skillfully if they are constantly reacting from fear, resentment, guilt, or sleep-deprived crisis mode. Self-care here is not presented as a vague wellness slogan. It includes learning not to take every accusation or emotional outburst personally, identifying one's own true feelings, accepting the situation as it is, rather than as one wishes it to be, and attending to physical and emotional needs. This sequence is important because many families become organized around preventing the next eruption, which gradually erodes their judgment and autonomy. Krager's approach asks readers to separate compassion from self-erasure. Supporting someone with BPD does not require surrendering privacy, health, finances, friendships, or personal limits. The point is practical: a calmer and more grounded family member is better able to make decisions, communicate steadily, and avoid reinforcing destructive patterns through panic-driven accommodation. Thirdly, identifying the fears, guilt, and bonding patterns that keep families stuck. The book devotes attention to the internal obstacles that prevent family members from changing their own responses. Krager describes how fear, obligation, guilt, shame, low self-esteem, depression, and codependent patterns can keep relatives locked into repetitive interactions even when those interactions clearly fail. This is a distinctive emphasis because many family guides focus only on the diagnosed person's symptoms. Krager instead shows that the family system can become part of the cycle, not because relatives cause BPD, but because their coping habits may unintentionally sustain instability. A parent may give in to threats because of terror that the child will spiral further. A partner may accept verbal abuse because leaving the room feels cruel. A sibling may avoid all honesty to preserve temporary peace. By naming these patterns, the book gives readers a way to examine their own participation without blame. The goal is to replace automatic appeasement or rescue with deliberate values-based action. Fourthly, communication designed for emotional sensitivity and distorted interpretation. Krager's communication tool addresses one of the most difficult realities for families. Ordinary words may be interpreted by a person with BPD as rejection, humiliation, attack, or abandonment. The book therefore treats communication not as merely saying the right thing, but as reducing unnecessary escalation while remaining honest. Effective communication in this context requires attention to timing, tone, validation, brevity, and clarity. validation does not mean agreeing with every perception or accepting false accusations. It means acknowledging the emotional experience enough that the other person may become more able to hear limits or information. This distinction is crucial because families often swing between over-explaining and defending themselves on one side or surrendering the truth on the other. Krager encourages responses that avoid feeding conflict while still preserving the speaker's position. The reasoning behind this tool is behavioral and relational. If emotionally charged conversations repeatedly become battles over blame, no one learns. More structured communication can reduce reactivity and make problem solving more possible, even when symptoms remain present. Limits and reinforcement as practical tools for changing family interaction patterns. The final tools focus on boundaries and reinforcement. Two areas where families commonly struggle. Krager presents limit setting as a way to define what family members will do, tolerate, provide, or refuse, rather than as an attempt to control the person with BPD. This distinction makes boundaries more realistic. A family member cannot force emotional regulation, but can decide not to continue a conversation that includes threats or abuse. The book pairs this with the idea of reinforcing healthier behavior and not rewarding destructive behavior. If crises reliably produce attention, money, rescues, or revoked limits, the family may unintentionally strengthen the very behavior it wants to reduce. Krieger also discusses extinction bursts, the temporary intensification of unwanted behavior when old rewards are withdrawn. This concept helps families understand why setting a boundary may initially make conflict worse rather than better. The value of the framework is its consistency. Loving limits are not punishments. They are predictable responses that protect the household and create more opportunities for constructive behavior to be noticed and supported. In conclusion, The Essential Family Guide to Borderline Personality Disorder is best suited for parents, spouses, adult children, siblings, and close friends who are trying to understand BPD while surviving its effects on daily family life. It is especially useful for readers who feel trapped between compassion and self-protection, or who have learned about the diagnosis but still do not know what to do during conflict. Its practical benefit lies in the combination of education and behavioral guidance. Readers learn why certain reactions are common in BPD, how their own fear and guilt may contribute to the cycle, and how to respond with clearer communication, firmer limits, and more deliberate reinforcement. Intellectually, the book helps reframe BPD as a disorder involving emotional dysregulation and relational sensitivity rather than as a collection of isolated bad behaviors. Compared with more clinical books, it is more accessible to non-professionals. Compared with general relationship advice, it is more specific about the dynamics of BPD households. Its distinguishing feature is the five-tool structure, which gives overwhelmed families a practical sequence rather than scattered tips. The book stands out because it takes the family member's well-being seriously, while still encouraging informed, compassionate support for the person with BPD. If you would like to support Randy Krager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.